Next month, on the 31st of May, is going to be the Mattamy Holmes Bike for Brain Health, held in Toronto as a fundraiser about brain awareness and, in particular, Alzheimer's. Blair Champion will be pedaling in that. Blair Champion was diagnosed with early onset Alzheimer's at the very young age of 49 and joins us now. Blair, it's nice to meet you. Thanks for doing the show this morning.
Well, my pleasure. Thank you for having me on, John.
So I mentioned you were diagnosed at 49. I think that was 5 years ago now. How has your life experience been so far in battling Alzheimer's?
It has changed absolutely everything. We went from having an idea that this might be something to do with memory and Alzheimer's to living it fully and having my entire family and friends be immersed in it. So my daily routine, everything has changed.
How so? Can you tell me? Because I know that a lot of people with Alzheimer's and dementia come up with these strategies in order to keep it together, basically.
What we started to do, my wife and I, is we decided that we needed to face this head on, first of all. My dad was elderly, and he passed away from Alzheimer's. And for a long time, he and my mom didn't want to talk about it, and we knew that was not the way to go, especially with a family with kids. So I spoke to my work. I had been a long-time employee, almost 20 years there, and they were very understanding. They modified my work assignments. They continued to modify them. At home, I started to have more of my family members accompany me to do things. And then we were meeting with different neurologists and doctors. And then we just needed to start to make my world smaller so it would be safer for me and safer for everyone around me.
Can I ask you how you first became aware that something wasn't quite right?
Of course. We live in Stouffville, and I was driving to a place I'd been to hundreds of times, and I couldn't remember where it was. And that happened when I was at work downtown, a place I'd been very, very familiar. And I got completely lost, even though I was only a block away. People I've worked with for years, I would be in a room with them, look at them, go, I know your face, but I have no idea what your name is. So those are some of the bigger episodes that started this.
And again, I feel like I'm sort of probing here, but I guess that's the point of our conversation.
It is.
What has been the progress from diagnosis to today?
It has been about just over a year ago, we got connected with Baycrest Hospital, and that has changed everything for us. They have become the central command for us, where my wife has questions and she will contact them and she will get answers in such a fast turnaround that we've never experienced before. So they are taking the pressure off of my wife and my family, knowing that I am so young and everything is set to change for me. I had to retire 10 years early last October on the advice of my doctor at Baycrest, because they just couldn't accommodate my dementia anymore. And it was understandable.
And I wonder why, you know, there's a certain stigma, I think, about talking about memory loss, Alzheimer's, dementia, all of those things, anything actually involving mental health and brain health. So why have you decided to be so candid about it and to talk so openly about it?
Well, that's a really good question. Thank you for asking that. I have our youngest daughter is 8, and then we have 3 older daughters. And knowing how difficult it was to get to for the family when my dad was diagnosed, even at 80 years old, I felt that I would be doing more damage to my family and myself if I tried to hide this. I want to make the best of what years I have left, and I knew that I needed everyone's help and everyone's support. And we have this incredible community that's gathered around us. So the more people know that it can hit people my age and younger, because it is astounding what is not available for us as a young family dealing with this disease that, you know, doesn't have a happy ending.
And I have to think, you know, having experienced this in my family myself, my dad had Alzheimer's. One of the most terrifying things is that your brain is you. It's your sense of self. It's your personality. It's your memories. And so there's a certain fear about losing who you are.
Absolutely there is. And I know a lot who I was even a year ago is different than who I am now. And my family sees these changes on a daily, weekly, monthly basis. I really don't see them because I'm not understanding what changes are happening. And then they will tell me about this or this. And it is very scary for me. However, ultimately, it's going to affect me the least. It's going to affect my family. So the more that is available for them to be able to cope with this and cope with me and who I am becoming, then that's what I want for them.
Thank you for this. Really nice to meet you and talk.
Well, I really appreciate this chance, Sean. Thank you very much.
That's Blair Champion, and he's going to be riding for Baycrest. And this is the Mattamy Holmes Bike for Brain Health in Toronto. It's happening on the 31st of May, so you got plenty of time to track down Blair Champion and sponsor him if you'd like to be a part of that. It's 9:30.